The day before, the Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko had told Mr. Kennedy that Russia had no offensive weapons in Cuba. Suddenly, on Saturday, October 20th, the President cancels his trip and hurries from a rain-swept Chicago back to Washington. The crisis, which had been revealed only 1 week earlier when Mr. Kennedy had ordered the first aerial surveillance over Cuba, has now reached a head. The new reconnaissance photographs are in. This time, some of the aircraft have flown almost at ground level, under Cuban radar, catching the anti-aircraft crews running for their guns. At this altitude, the evidence is unmistakable. It shows Russian IL-28 Beagle bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons.